fuck up, Tyler. Yeah, it's been recording. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, another exciting episode of Bro Duder. For those of you listening for the very first time, we are purveyors of free speech. We enjoy being able to say whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. Of course, we understand the repercussions, we understand the consequences, but alas, we are not afraid. We do not stray from the path. We enjoy healthy debate, healthy arguments, and talking to people, or actually talking amongst ourselves about things we enjoy and things we disagree on. So if that sounds exciting, go ahead and give us a listen. Like, share, subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family, and check us out. Enjoy.
I seem returned to Brojuder. Be forewarned that this show may contain foul language such as the word fuck or cunt. This show may offend you, you may call us bigots, but that is the beauty of free motherfucking speech.
Fucker right in the pussy! Who is?
Yeah, it's another knock, bitch!
What the fuck is this shit?
Bruh, holy shit.
How the hell are you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing fantastic right now. Just got my coffee, feet posted up.
This is going to be a very, very casual
episode of Bro Duder.
No video, as you can tell. Sorry, guys, for no, you can't see my beautiful face.
Oh, you didn't know I have a GoPro on the ceiling right there monitoring us right now? No.
Nice audio only. So it's going to be very crispy, buttery smooth audio. You would have heard that burp right there I just did right now.
It's going to be very crispy. Just like the crispy chicken nuggets I ate from McDonald's last night.
That was the other day at Wendy's.
Just like the crispy Robert Irvine's protein bar I ate the other night. It just crunched between my teeth so perfectly. That's much different than the usual softness I'm used to in my mouth of a penis.
I heard you're making fun of John Irvine's protein bars. I don't appreciate that. I put a lot of time and effort in those protein
Robert
bars.
Irvine.
Fuck, what did I say?
You said John.
I just chose the next typical white guy name.
John Smith's Irvine protein bars.
Speaking of that gay voice, you seem to have an affinity for making fun of gay people, and I don't appreciate it, Tyler.
We pretty much make fun of gay people in every episode.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
I refuse to make fun of gay people. They are a protected class of...
We make gay jokes every single episode, pretty much. Every single one. On and off the air.
Don't drag me into your bigotry.
Go back and listen to last week's episode.
They are a protected community here in the world, okay? All 1% of them.
Do they even make up 1% of the U.S.?
I think in the U.S.
I think it's less than 1%.
Probably.
I remember looking it up before and it was like 0.09.
But it doesn't matter because they're under constant discrimination, gay discrimination. And now, most recently, in a Game of Thrones blood drive.
So.
Apparently, there's a, let me read this. I don't know how this blood drive has to do with Game of Thrones. See, Game of Thrones may have put itself in another red wedding situation. Excuse me, guys.
Nothing's worse than the red wedding. Sorry.
As part of its new Bleed for the Throne promotional sweepstakes, the notoriously gory HBO hit is asking viewers to open a vein to prove their fandom passion. But some are calling the contest homophobic. Starting Thursday at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, HBO is partnering with the American Red Cross staff to staff blood drive stations at the fest from March 7th to 9th. Okay, let's get to the good juicy part. However,
get to the goods.
A sizable segment of fans is being excluded. Gay and bisexual men. Per the Red Cross.
So not women?
Not women. Per the Red Cross's requirements, men who have sex with other men have to wait 12 months after contact before being eligible to donate blood. Tyler, give me your thoughts.
Wait. Okay, so 12 months after contact, does that mean like 12 months after having sex with another dude, pretty much?
Yes.
Like, how can they prove
that? Yes. Who knows? I don't know.
I mean,
how
do they know if you
have sex? I'm going to play devil's advocate. Give me your true thoughts, Tyler, and I'll be the
I'll be the LGBTQ.
Well, my opinion on it is...
No, hold on. Wait a minute. No, I don't. You don't need a mansplain for me, Tyler. Wait a minute. No. This is bigotry at its finest. Do you see how in America and all over the world, we constantly are discriminated against?
I mean...
They're not letting us give blood and save lives. Why?
It, to me, gay men are the most promiscuous humans on the planet. They can get sex and laid whenever the fuck they want. I mean... Dudes are notoriously hornier than women. So, I mean, just imagine being gay for a moment. I mean, I know for you, you really don't have to imagine hard, but just imagine it for a second. You're a horny dude surrounded by other horny dudes. You can get laid whenever the fuck you want, you know?
Let's just say...
And the chances of having an STD or any other kind of sexually transmitted disease or whatever...
I think
it's much higher if you're a gay man than it is if you are a straight man.
I'm in
unless you're fucking Dan Bilzerian.
We're recording in Tyler's room right now. Let's just say, and he lives here with a roommate, a male roommate. Let's just say if both of them were gay, these walls would be splurged and covered with fucking jizz 24/7. Just because it's like, I need to get off. All right, I've been over. It's that easy.
Guys, you know, from personal experience?
Yes, because guys are horny as fuck. And it's true. So, although at first it may look like discrimination, it's the Red Cross requirements. And they come from a place of science. A place of science. And it makes sense. If you're promiscuous with gay men, with other men, and you're just like taking down... chocolate like Daddy-O's, quote from Ludacris, then yeah, you're gonna be at risk. There's a reason why in the 80s, was the 80s, they called it the gay virus, HIV.
Oh yeah,
for a reason. They noticed a pattern. There's a lot of gay people getting HIV. It's because they're just slamming each other left and right. And because why gay men? Because men are fucking horny as hell.
Yeah.
And you see another horny guy, let's fucking do it.
Now what's stopping him?
Exactly. So, there again, this is the moral of the story already. We hit the moral of the story already today.
Yeah.
What was it called? Fake outrage. Fake outrage. They're outraged because they know why. Bold of Apple to give my gay ass an ad for blood donation, one Twitter user wrote upon spotting a commercial for the contest on his phone.
What did he say?
Bold of Apple to give my gay ass an ad for blood donation. Oh, that's hilarious.
How do they prove that you're gay? I mean, unless if you're posting about it on social media and whatnot, but... What's stopping from a gay dude?
I think,
like, in the closet gay dude, you know?
They have to fill out paperwork, but true, yeah. I've never donated blood just because I hate needles.
Me too.
A lot of people are going to say, why? You're selfish.
You're selfish. You got all that blood in you and you're not giving it away. My blood's staying right inside my fucking body.
Are you a donor?
No, not at all. Probably never will be. Like, I don't like needles. I'm not going to fuck. I got a tattoo.
No. I mean, like, an organ donor. I'm sorry.
Oh,
organ
donor. No, maybe one day, but.
You bigot. What if you die right now? Your organs will not be donated to someone in need.
I'll probably sign up for that shit later down the road. I don't know much about it, though. I want to research it more before I'm just like, yeah, take my organs when I'm fucking dead. But
why would it matter? You're going to be in a coffin. I'll be in space.
Because I don't know what's going on. It could be like the fucking... Could be like organ farms where people are profiting on some people's organs and shit like that, you know? Exactly. I am not going to fucking... If it's like that, if it's some corrupt shit, I'm not going to sign up for it. They could be just fucking harvesting organs, selling them on the black market.
Yeah, to the highest bidder. What?
If I could sign up and I knew who they were going to go to, maybe. But you're never really going to know. You don't know when you're going to die.
I wonder if there is a like a cyst or like a program where you can sign up to be an organ donor, but for you specify certain people. Like, my organs can go to the save my organs when I die, but only for these people if they need it. There has to be a system like
that. All my organs are only going to another fellow white male. God damn it. I don't want my organs inside of some painter.
You're a racist. Broduder is steering away from that racist talk nowadays. We're becoming a nice, clean entertainment channel.
Yep, we're going to be featured on Disney Channel.
But what if there has to be, if there is no business like that, there's like business idea number 60 on Broduder that's been featured.
But signing up to have your organs donated to only specific people. To a
particular
people.
Person. They have life insurance that you can specify who the beneficiary is.
Yeah.
Why not for organs?
I'm pretty sure you can do Plug that it. Right now.
Have your dad's eyeball on you. Thanks, Dad. Then he can see through your left eyeball.
That'd be fucking weird.
Every time you're jacking it. There goes my son disappointing me. Go get yourself a female. Tyler, why do you got to disappoint me all the time?
That'd be weird. Having someone else's parts in you.
I guess that's clever that HBO, I guess it's a clever way to market the new season of Game of Thrones to donate blood.
They're doing all kinds of shit to promote it. But they're putting like random thrones throughout the world that you have to go on like a treasure hunt to find and shit. They're posting it on Instagram and I don't know what you get if you find them, but they're not giving you really much hints as to where they are.
They're just posting it.
They're just posting it. It's called For the Throne or something. Hashtag For the Throne.
For the Throne.
For the Throne.
And then I guess you're supposed to go out into the world and trying to find them. And
are you hyped for the new season?
I'm fucking hyped as fuck. When does it come out? April 14th, I think.
Don't spoil anything for me because I still have to watch the last season.
You know what? I'm so hyped. I took that Monday off of work.
Are you fucking serious to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Does it premiere like in the morning?
It premieres at night. Yeah, exactly.
I need a whole day to prep. I need to get my gym out of the way. I need to get it. Oh, wait. Yeah. I forgot because you're night crew. Yeah.
Well, it premieres because it's Sunday. It premieres on a Sunday at night. And I don't... Granted, my schedule stays the same, which I'm doubtful of. By that time,
how dare you?
By that time, I'll be starting work at 2:00 p.m. in the afternoon.
Jesus.
So I'd have plenty of time, even if I were to get like to drink and shit while I was watching it. I'd be fine. I could wake up late and go still make it to work. But I took that day off because I was supposed to be going to Oregon, and I would be coming back Sunday night, and I just didn't want to have to come back and then rush to get to work the next day. But I don't think we're going. Plans have changed. We ain't going up to Oregon.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Sucks.
Oh. Maybe we'll go somewhere else, but as of right now.
Exclusive, falling out with his girlfriend.
No, we're not going.
He's available, ladies. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, Erica.
Erica's sister got a job. Recently, she didn't I thought you were going to say before.
She got HIV.
No. she got a job, so that way, if we went up, Erica would just be sitting at the house by herself because she doesn't have a car and shit. So,
have you been to Oregon?
I have been to Oregon before.
Is it beautiful?
It's gorgeous, yeah. We went to a lake up there, but we went during the drought season a couple years ago, and we went to a lake bed pretty much where... It was a man-made lake, and it was just a bunch of dried-out lake bed, and there was just a bunch of cut-down trees everywhere. There was fucking, like, millions of little fishing rods. They're not fishing rods, but little fishing
hooks
and bait things, whatever the fuck you want to call them, and there would be, like, a dock going out into the middle of nothing. It was just a dock going out into the dry land, and... We went during 4th of July, and there was a town off in the distance launching fireworks. So we were just chilling in the middle of the lake bed with like a shitload of other people just doing the same exact thing with lawn chairs and whatnot. And we could see fireworks like off in the distance. And it was miles away. It was a big ass fucking lake. Pretty cool though.
Nice.
I can't remember the name of the fucking lake though.
Was that, did you go to Voodoo Donuts? Is that where it is?
We didn't go that time, but we did go to Voodoo Donuts. Voodoo Donuts is in Portland. Unless they have other locations. But yeah, Voodoo Donuts is in Portland. It's really, really good. We went like a year or two ago and Portland got the most snow it's gotten since like the 70s. They got a foot of snow or something like that. So it was cold as fuck. It was like 15 degrees or something like that when we went.
A foot of snow?
Yeah. 12 inches of snow. I tested it myself.
That's child's play.
It is child's play compared to
Utah snow.
Yeah, compared to this year, this last snow season, it's nothing. But when we went up there, it was the most snow that Portland had gotten in a long fucking time.
Okay, I got to ask you. Did you watch the New Zealand shooting video?
I did watch the New Zealand shooting video. Not all of it, though. I saw some bunk-ass bootleg version that was recorded. Somebody was holding their phone up to the camera of another phone, so it was very lo-fi, and it wasn't even the whole video, so I didn't see everything, but I did see a good chunk of it.
So, I looked for this video. It was taking down everywhere. Live Leak was going down. I couldn't even see it on... I never go to bestgore.com.
Oh, yeah.
Never. But I resorted to going there. And even then, everyone was trying to see it, I guess. So the site was just slow and it wouldn't load.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. So I finally found it. I perused 4chan. And 4chan is just a cesspool of, like, people. I mean, it's anonymous people online. So they'll just make a bunch of jokes about it. But I don't know. I think I was more motivated to find the video because of so many people saying, don't look at it. Don't see it. Don't. And it's true when... With teenagers or people in general, where if they're told not to do something, they'll be more inclined to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's wrong. I don't think it's correct for people like Ben Shapiro tweeting, do not share the video, do not watch the video, do not share the guy's name, let him be forgotten. It's like, no, it's not for entertainment, but more of like education. Like this is real shit.
Yeah,
this is real shit. Like you should know what you should be aware of what people are capable of.
Yeah,
that's some heinous shit that guy did. Yeah,
I can see where Ben Shapiro is coming from though too.
Right,
because mass shootings have got increased tenfold in the last 50 years or so. I don't know what the actual statistics are.
Tenfold.
I mean,
I'll throw a fucking number out
when,
there.
No, it's been a shitload more in the last even 10 years probably. But school shootings and shit like that didn't start popping up until the 60s or something like that. And even then, back then, it was fucking rare. So I'm sure maybe there was more before the 60s or 50s. But I would say since Columbine was like the big one from our childhood. Since then, they've just been happening way more frequently. And not just school shootings, but mass shootings in general. And I think with the age of the internet and just how easily information is readily available, people are more inclined to do it because they saw someone else do it. So I can see where he's coming from, trying to hide it.
But, yeah, but
it's the information. The cat's out of the bag. You can't hide this shit now. Right. It's
well, we got a deeper problem if people are going out and shooting people en masse just because they want to emulate someone else who did.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That person at least has a bigger problem. Like, what? I think I've asked this before, but like, what makes it okay for them to think like, oh, that person did it, I want to do it? And I know what you mean when Ben Shapiro's, when you say it was, you understand where Ben Shapiro was coming from when he was tweeting that, because he doesn't want to make the guy infamous. He doesn't want to make him. Because this guy, Brent, or I won't say the name.
Yeah, what's his name?
Brenton Tarrant.
Oh, yeah. It is weird. This shooting seems to be the most tried. They've tried to cover this one up more than any other fucking shooting that I've ever seen, probably. Like, tried to cover it up and scrub it from the internet. They don't want his name leaking out. All the other shootings, I was able to find the shooter's name within the first couple hours.
Yeah.
Easily.
But also, to be fair, this is the first one that's been live streamed.
True.
First person.
Yeah.
A fucking video game.
True. But I'm also wondering if it's because it was more racially motivated and they want to keep it hidden. I don't know.
Why racial?
Because he went after Muslims. Maybe not racial, but cultural for sure.
That's religion. You're a bigot. That's religion, not a race. Well, come on.
Whatever you want to say. It's
also because he had said that he wanted to get out there and everybody see and like follow in the steps, you know?
Say it again? Or, yeah.
I think it was because he had said himself that he wanted people to see him and like he wanted the notoriety, you know? He wanted people to follow in his footsteps. So the New Zealand lady, the prime minister, I think, she basically said, no, this is not going to happen. We're going to keep you out.
Yeah, it is kind of weird because he put in his manifesto that he was doing this to like make the media fall for it, kind of, pretty
exactly.
much, right? And they did exactly what he wanted them to do.
Well, he's...
Or they did.
Judging from his manifesto and his actions, he's trying to create further divide between the media or between the left and right. Because if you see, he's portraying himself as some alt-right warrior.
Yeah.
And you already know the media will skewer anyone who's alt-right, and the liberal left will immediately label anyone who's alt-right as a Nazi, blah, blah, blah. Which, yeah, alt-right has turned into something fucking bigoted.
Yeah.
but look at his manifesto. Like, he says his biggest inspiration is Candace Owens. That makes no fucking sense, and you know he's trolling.
Yeah, he's definitely.
You know he's trolling. But you know he did that on purpose because he knows the media is going to be intellectually dishonest. They're going to pick that up. Oh, look, he said it. He said
exactly.
Candace Owens is his biggest. Like, that makes no fucking sense. You know it makes no sense.
Yeah, no.
Yet you're going to run with it because it goes with your narrative. It
exactly.
goes with your agenda. So he knows exactly what he was doing with that manifesto.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows exactly. Well, it was also weird that. Well, not weird, but it's just you could just see the inside of it, of his mentality, his mind, in the video when he's driving to the mosque. He's playing all these like popular 4chan meme songs, and everyone on 4chan was going crazy, like, oh, you played this song, you played that song.
Yeah,
it's like he's obviously playing to a certain crowd.
Yeah,
and then when he's in custody in the court, he's holding up the OK sign.
Yeah,
that originated. Well, it's an OK sign that Trump usually does with his.
Yeah,
we'll put it
with your index and your thumb, and you're holding up the three.
The OK sign, like
exactly, which is also apparently,
well,
the Illuminati 666, and it's also racist.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. It's a myriad of.
What, explain things. The whole racist thing. You were gonna, is that so, what you're gonna
yeah,
get into
so
right now?
So he is that OK sign was, I think it was last year. 4chan came out with a campaign, a trolling campaign to troll the media and say, hey, this means white power. The WMP, you see, and they made a whole diagram and makes a WP for white power. And the media picked up on it and said, oh, yeah, alt-right uses this, means white power. And so they scrutinized everyone's images, including Trump, who uses that. Yep, look it, he is with the alt-right. And then people originally on the conservative right would do that in pictures because that's what Trump does.
Yeah.
But then 4chan's like, oh, you know what, let's fuck with people. Let's just troll, get these people in trouble and say, hey, it stands for white power.
Yeah.
So that's how we got people in trouble. This guy is holding that OK sign up, trying to, oh, look at white power. But he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And again, the media picks it up. Oh, look at, he's doing, yep, confirmed. White supremacist, that's what it means.
Yep.
And he's creating further divide.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it might be good that they're covering this shit up, or because you could... It was terrible. 50 people?
Yeah, it's
that's
fucking
pretty
terrible.
Big. But you don't really see a lot of coverage of it anymore.
Yeah, you don't. It's like they've been just trying to scrub it clean.
But that,
all the other shootings, the fucking Vegas shooting, everything, it was going on for weeks. The Texas shooting at the church, going on for weeks. I mean, it was just, you heard about it and then it was gone. And now I just see all the New Zealand news reporters and shit, and the prime minister wearing hijabs or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only thing, the only news I've heard about it in the last couple of weeks is everyone in New Zealand is basically wearing hijabs now.
I wonder what would happen if 50 Christians died. What would they wear?
They would fucking be celebrating.
What would they wear? Would they wear anything? I have my rosemary here.
They wouldn't wear shit. Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's just, not to point fingers at people, but I mean, a lot of Muslims, there has been videos of people, them celebrating the deaths of Christians before online.
See, so, well, we'll go back to that, but to finish my thought before, maybe it's okay. I mean, because I'm not for censorship at all. Obviously, we're not for censorship, covering shit up. But maybe because they're covering it up, it kind of is a good thing because this whole thing isn't blowing up like the way he wanted it to.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, everything he did, like you could tell he wanted to create waves and ripples in the whole political system, the whole climate of the world. And it's not working. It doesn't seem to be working because, like you said, no one's fucking talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not in your face. It's not in your face. There's no new news developing. Oh, this guy was part of alt-right groups and this guy da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And then there's no discussions about it. You know, there's nothing.
Yeah, I know.
So like, maybe that's a good thing okay, they're not giving him what he wanted. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing, in that perspective. But going back to your point about Muslims. Okay, so that's the problem here. And this is the problem that led to this guy shooting up a mosque of 50 presumably innocent people. I mean, there's kids in there.
I know.
There's a former pro CSGO player in there.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think it was called Crazy Arab or something like that.
And he got killed too?
Yeah, he was killed. Shit. And he left behind a wife and a daughter.
Wow.
A little daughter. Sad. But
that is sad.
So this guy goes in, I think... I read briefly how he became obsessed with extreme Islamic extremist attacks and this is Paul or it was revenge for people invading our country stuff like that. Okay, so now let's look at Muslims. Now there's people like this guy Brenton who just assumed all Muslims who practicing that religion are evil as fuck, want to take over the world and spread Islam. And he commits this terrible crime. But what people don't understand is it's just like there's different Muslims. I mean, if you follow the Quran to the T, then yeah, it's pretty, you're going to be committing some crazy, you're going to be thinking some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You can say the same thing about the Bible. If you believe like Westboro Baptist Church, they do some crazy shit. Not as crazy as blowing themselves up or anything.
Yeah.
But it's some crazy shit where it's like, bro, what's wrong with you?
I know.
But if you look at it, they're following the Bible to the T.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all up open for interpretation and people interpret it different ways and they look at it in different points of views. So you got your extremist Islamic people or extremist Muslims who probably follow the book to the T, everything that, what's his name? Muhammad said. But then you've got your regular Muslims, like the Muslims we grew up in high school with.
Yeah, exactly. Who,
they're Muslim, but only because their parents grew up Muslim and their parents probably just, you know, they pray five times a day, whatever. Do the not the crazy, we will take over the world, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That's the difference, and mm-hmm. people need to understand there's a difference. I would like to think that most Muslims in America are those moderate Muslims who are just like, okay, this is my religion. I've grew up with it, and I pray, and that's it. Not I will spread Islam to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just like there's Christians, you know, who grew up Christian because they grew. I mean, they're Christian because they grew up Christian, but it's not like they're Bible thumping trying to preach to everyone. Go be a Christian. You got to. Convert to Christianity. Mm-hmm. That's where I think people fail to realize the difference. This guy failed to realize the difference. He just thinks, oh, there's a mosque, Muslims, shoot them because they're all the same.
Yeah, exactly. Which is not true at all. I mean,
which is why like Laura Loomer, Faith Goldie, they're all on the conservative right. They're like journalists. And they're pretty crazy when it comes to, not crazy, but passionate. They're passionate when it comes to, like, you know, Ilhan Omar.
Oh, yeah. She's a fucking idiot.
So she's a Muslim in Congress. Right.
Yeah.
But she's a Muslim you have to watch out for because, mm-hmm. you know, in their religion, you know, I'm not speaking from a place of experience and surety, but Jews are basically their enemy, or basically anyone who's not a Muslim is their enemy. Mm-hmm. But again, it all depends on how people practice the religion. And it looks like Ilhan Omar has some pretty extreme fucking views on practicing her religion.
Yeah.
And Laura, people like Laura Loomer, they call her out on it, and call her out on her anti-Semitism, like Louis Farrakhan. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm anti-termite.
She said that?
No, Louis Farrakhan. Yeah, he's popular in the black community,
yeah.
But he's Muslim. And yeah, he has said that.
Wow.
I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm anti-termite.
Imagine if a white person said that. They would be...
I'm not anti-black. I'm anti-termite.
Yeah, imagine that.
Ooh, people would get... What the fuck?
There would be fucking rioting in the street. That's crazy.
Don't clip that, please.
That is crazy.
But these characters just get off free, like, oh, he didn't mean it that way.
But what's their thing they want to bring to America? I can't think of the exact name. Where you can like beat your wife and shit like that.
Oh, Sharia law.
Sharia law. Yeah. Even moderate Muslims, or more moderate than obviously the hardcore extremist blow yourself up Muslims, a lot of them are pro Sharia law.
Really?
Which goes completely against American values in every way, which is why a lot of people say Islam and the Western world is not compatible whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Which if you're a Muslim and you want to bring about Sharia law to the Western world, I would agree. It's fucking not compatible because they just don't go hand in hand. You should not ever be able to beat someone just because they didn't
stone
fucking
gaze.
Blow you, or you didn't go outside and you weren't covering 90% of your body.
That's another confusing thing that I've always questioned. Why is LGBTQ and Muslims?
Why are they pro?
Like, why are they on the same side? That makes no sense.
If Muslims were white and they believed this shit, like flip the roles. There is white Muslims, but they're heralded as fucking social justice. Like, oh, you're a white person. Oh, but you're also Muslim, so that cancels out the white. You're good. You're okay. You know. So it's. But no, I mean, imagine if white people, white Christians, if this is what they believed, they would be fucking hanging them in the streets.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm confused.
Imagine there was another religion and it was white people spouting out this stuff. It's okay to beat your wife. It's okay if she doesn't go outside wearing a hijab and fucking covering her fucking baby toes and every other square inch of her body. Imagine if they were spouting out the same bullshit that these Muslims want to bring over here.
I think it'd be more outrage if it was a conservative. If that Muslim, that white Muslim, had conservative values and aligned with the right somehow.
Yeah.
And they were espousing the same values that some Muslims have. I think that then that would be outrage.
Yeah.
But my question is, why is the LGBTQ community pretty much embedded with the Muslim community?
I don't get it.
They on the same side? That makes no sense.
It doesn't. They're literally killing
LGBTQ. Is like not exterminating on sight, but like they don't exist in the Muslim world.
No, they don't. They get hung and stoned
and thrown
beheaded
off buildings. But I'm curious to know, well, how come no one's addressed? Like, I've never come across a video or anything where, hey, what do you think about Muslims throwing gays off of buildings? Like asking like another gay person in the community.
Yeah.
Not just some random gay person, but like, you know, someone that's involved with the LGBTQ community.
Someone you'd find at like a rally or something like that, you know?
Like a what?
Like a gay parade or whatever they're called.
Fleckus Talks has actually done that, a gay parade.
Yeah.
He went around asking about Trump, actually. But before he asked about Trump, he went out to this really flamboyant gay guy who had booty shorts, glitter, everything. And, what are you guys out here for? What's the gay parade about? Oh, it's just about accepting everyone for who they are and practicing tolerance and loving everyone and having a good time. And then later on in the interview, Fleckus ends with like, oh, okay, what do you think about Trump? Or what would you do if, because he ended up, you know, through the interview, he had divulged that he works at Starbucks. He's a barista at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then Fleckus Talks asked, okay, what if Trump walked into your Starbucks? Oh, I would beat his ass right on the spot and I would throw him out. I wouldn't serve him.
Wow.
It's like, you just let's accept everyone and
exactly.
Be loving and be kind. But then they contradict themselves.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, going back to the New Zealand thing, Muslims.
Muslim.
I don't think every Muslim wants to bring Sharia law to the Western world. So it's not fair to just blanket statement that across their entire populace, entire demographic. The New Zealand shooter, I think that's what he thought. You know, they want to all just fucking bring death upon the Western world.
Death upon the meth. Yeah.
Death upon the Western world. And that's obviously not true. He shot up a bunch of innocent people and it's fucked up. I think he even shot a bystander, you were saying, that was just kind of peering in to see what was going on. I didn't see that part of the video.
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome. So but you know what's crazy? Talk about conspiracies. The Las Vegas shooting. I'm reading here. 58 fatalities, 546 injured, and they had no motive.
No motive, still.
No, yeah. they finally concluded they don't know the motive.
Yeah.
That's insane. There's a lot of sketchy shit going on with that story, too.
There is sketchy
shit. Apparently, people heard, like, down blocks down. They could have sworn shots being fired. My aunt was staying in, I think, the Bellagio.
Yeah.
And she said people were going fucking crazy, like flipping. Like she had to stay in a service closet with a bunch of people.
What?
And then cops came in and like, oh, you know, you guys can get out now. That's at the Bellagio. Why did people think there's a shooter in the Bellagio?
How far is the Bellagio from Mandalay Bay?
I don't fucking know. Maybe a couple blocks down. But yeah. Unless the shots were that fucking loud.
In Vegas, it's
and then hard we to were we were by, or my wife and I were by, was it? I think not New York.
You were by the Hard Rock Hotel, right? We were all hanging out.
But we were like, no, this is like we were blocks down from Mandalay Bay, and people there were fucking scrambling, as if there was a shooter right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's weird.
But then, okay, so he has this suite all to himself, and his shit's fishy. His wife or his girlfriend or whatever was fled the country.
Fled the country to the Philippines or some shit?
Can't remember where she went. No motive.
That one's always bugged me. Like I've always
That one kind of died out too.
Yeah.
And things always die out. People lose interest. ADD. People have ADD.
I still think about the shit all the time because it's horrible. And I can't imagine the thought process that goes through these people's heads while they're doing this shit. It's just, how the fuck can you be that evil and just mow people down like that?
That guy had money too.
Yeah, he was apparently balling.
No motive. That's what's going to drive the conspiracy theorists crazy. They're going to close the case, no motive.
It's fucking weird. I don't know. He was going to stay at the hotel that I was staying at, the Ogden.
Oh, yeah, the Ogden.
Yeah, he apparently had tried to book a room there.
Which he was going
to
shoot a different
room,
one.
Very room. He was going to shoot up the Life is Beautiful festival or something like that. He was looking into that. And, we stayed there in the Ogden, and he tried to book a fucking room there. I'm like, dude, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Could have fucking brushed shoulders with that guy as he was walking in or some shit. Like,
hello, fellow white man.
I mean, he obviously wasn't pro-white. He killed a bunch of people at a fucking country festival, which, let's be real here, I would say 99.99% of people who go to a country festival are fucking white.
How dare you? I love me some country.
Obviously, he wasn't. Maybe he was racist against his own kind. Who the fuck knows? I mean.
Oh, shut up. Racist against his own kind.
I don't know. I mean.
I think he just wanted to kill people.
Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah.
Evil
he just wanted to
bitch.
Find out how he could kill the most amount of people and get the best vantage point to do it.
Did he have like a machine gun?
No, he had a bump stock, which is basically a stock.
Oh.
An attachment. I think they banned him after that whole event. It's basically an attachment that makes the trigger, I don't know, somehow bounce off of your shoulder as you're shooting it. So it causes it's still a semi-automatic rifle, but it causes the trigger to bounce into your finger back and forth over and over again. So it makes it like an automatic weapon kind of at that point. I'm not a gun enthusiast, so I could be getting that wrong. But our former guest, Corporal Chris So, informed me
We gotta have him back on. I want to talk to him about some.
He kind of informed me, gave me a lesson on bump stocks one day while we were at work, and that's kind of the gist that I got.
Yeah, that's crazy. But there's, I don't. Yeah, that still racks my brain. No motive. No motive at all.
It fucking drives me nuts.
But did you see Dan Bilzerian?
He was there too. He filmed a lot of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But did you see when like he went up to a cop asking for his gun?
Yeah. He was like, I need a fucking gun. Yeah. I need a fucking gun. And the cop was basically telling him to fuck off.
Well, yeah. Like, I would do that too. It's like, oh, Dan Bilzerian, here you go.
I know.
Like, no, bitch, this is my gun. It's like, let me do my job.
Put yourself in Dan's situation. Like,
true.
There was another video of him running away, pointing the camera at himself. He's like, holy fucking shit, I can't believe it. I just saw some girl's head explode right next to me and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
dude, that's that. Yeah, that guy's had a crazy life. Actually,
he's had a really fucking crazy life. I remember the Joe Rogan podcast. He was talking about doing shrooms or something like that, and he's like, for the first time in my life I actually felt like not having sex. No, this might not have been on the Joe Rogan podcast, because he did another interview with someone else, and I can't remember who it was. I watched that one too, but he was like, "Yeah, I did shrooms for the first time, and for the first time in my life, I didn't actually want to have sex." And then I was like, "Fuck it, I want to see if I can still have sex when I don't want to do it." And he still ended up having sex. he was talking about having sex with 9 different women in a day or something like that. I was like, "Jesus, dude, that's Christ. Crazy."
But then if you think about it, like, I can see why a lot of people aspire to be Dan Bilzerian. Obviously because of the chicks, but he does like a lot of crazy shit. Because I listened to a podcast the other day with Sean Whalen.
Oh yeah, I listened to that one.
And he really made me think, like, fuck, he's right. It's like, if you want to do this, you want to do that, why not just fucking do it? Like, you have one life.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, a lot of, I mean, including myself, a lot of people are choosing the safe route. Okay, get a job. You know, you got your family. You look back, okay, I had a nice, solid standard of living. Okay,
fucking
all right,
boring.
I mean, it may not be boring. I mean, I love my family and everything. But if you have the mentality of like, okay, you live once, obviously don't go fucking crazy. But if you want to do what you want to do, why not just fucking do it? People are going to judge you anyways.
Exactly.
People are judging you anyways. So why not give a shit about what people are going to think? And that's what I've been thinking. Because like there's, I'm getting better at it, but there's been a few times where it's like, people probably fucking think that's stupid. No, now I'm thinking, I'll just do it, and people think it's stupid, whatever.
Fuck exactly.
It. There's a lot of people who don't do it because of that.
Exactly.
Because
they're worried what people are going to think about. 99% of people who don't follow what they truly want to do is because they're worried about what other people think. Oh, what's my mom going to think? What's my dad going to think? What are my friends going to think? They're too fucking busy worried about what everyone else is going to think instead of what they should be thinking.
Right, exactly.
And that's why we're doing this podcast, because for a long time, it's probably like, oh, I want to do a podcast, but I'm worried about what people are going to think about my opinions.
Think it's the sound quality is terrible, or the video quality is terrible. Yeah. They're not going to like what we're talking about.
It's like, fuck it. Who gives a shit what people think? Oh, but what if you go to apply for a job and they hear your podcast?
No, but that's what I was thinking too. Because, I mean, really, 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 a lot of people are scared, and it's a logical fear of, oh, what if you say something, you get fired from your job, and then your whole life's over.
Yeah, it's like,
well, your whole life's over if you let it be over.
Exactly.
I mean, a valuable skill to have, which not everyone has, is sales.
Yeah.
Sales. I mean, like if you're like had no job and no one wanted to hire you, which I doubt it. There's too many fucking people in this world where you can go to Starbucks and be like, all right, you're hired. I never fucking heard of you. I mean, really, think about it. Even if something bigoted you said, Tyler, goes viral. Oh my God, this guy. I mean,
I'm not going to give a fuck.
And you're working at Target and your employer found out about it. Oh, you're fired, Tyler.
Whoop-de-doo. I lost a fucking piece of shit job. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but if you work at Target, that should not be your goals and aspirations for life. Unless you're like a fucking higher up person.
But then there's people who enjoy the 9-to-5 life, which is fine.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of people that enjoy that. But if I'm going to lose a fucking job that I don't enjoy and I'm not making that much money anyways, then who cares? Like,
right.
I'll start my own shit. I'll start my own company and make money that way. There's plenty of other people doing it. We're already in the works of starting something anyways.
So
it's like Brad Lee from the podcast Dropping Bombs, which is a fucking excellent podcast. He says people are too afraid to go achieve or like chase what they want to chase because they're afraid of losing what they don't want. I don't want to work a fucking 9-to-5. I don't want to work for someone else my entire life. Mm. But I'm too afraid to go start something and take a chance to do something that I want to do because I'm afraid of losing something I don't want anyways.
That's true.
It makes no fucking sense. Yeah, I got bills to pay. I got responsibilities, you know? I can't just pack my bags up and say, okay, I'm going to quit my job and start this company or do whatever tomorrow. You got a family. You got to support them and provide for them. It's hard to do that. But all the success stories you hear of people who have started major companies in the past have always been, I lost my job at such and such place where I was making $200,000 a year, and I started this company, and now I'm making $2 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
That jump that they had to make, that they were forced to make, lit a fire under their ass where they were like, holy fuck, if I don't do anything, I'm going to be out, living out on the streets.
Yeah.
So there is some pros and cons to just making the jump. But
right. That's why it's scary, and a lot of people have that mental block. I mean, me too. Like, I don't want to put myself in a position where it's like, fuck, I don't know if I'll be able to feed my kids, you know, this week. But that's
the fucking motivation you might need.
Yeah, that's the double-edged sword.
But right now, you can do stuff on the side. You don't have to just go, okay, I'm doing one or the other. I'm going to work 9-to-5, or I'm going to make the jump and start my own company or do my own thing. Or even if it's not pertaining to your income, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I have this job, so I can't start a podcast. I can't post YouTube videos because I'm too worried about what other people are going to think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the moral of the whole thing is just don't give a fuck what other people think. Really,
you know,
don't be afraid to lose what you don't want.
That's
the best advice I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly. There is a Netflix show called, I forgot, with Killer Mike. Have you heard of Killer Mike?
No, I never heard of him.
He's in a hip hop group called Run the Jewels. Well, he has his own show on Netflix where he talks about, it's your typical pro black show where he's like, he's Killer Mike. He's like pro black. Yeah, by black people, which I think is completely stupid. Just be pro American. Be pro-American. Get American people together. Not you're dividing.
Exactly.
You're dividing people. But anyways, he does like the first episode. He tries to buy all black owned products, in which he finds out it's pretty fucking hard to do. But but he should instead of Fubu. The moral of that episode was us black people need to come together and start making our own stuff. That was his the moral of the story. No, really, what he should have gotten out of it is, wow, we all of us as Americans, no matter what race, color, or creed we are, we support each other and we benefit each other.
Exactly.
Wow, let's stand up for us as Americans instead of like, no, I will refuse. I will only buy from black people.
Exactly. It's just more That's divisive.
Like, huh?
It's more divisive than exactly. It is helpful. So,
but the second episode, it's so terrible. It's pertaining to what we were talking about earlier. This guy is a multimillionaire, successful. He owns his own. He first got popular from his music. He's a hip hop artist, doing something that your typical person would say, "Stop dreaming. You're it's a pipe dream." You know what I mean? Don't even try that. If you want, everyone wants to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got successful doing that. He's made a living out of it.
Yeah.
Then he has his own restaurant or his own bar or something like that. But he went to a school. He's like, I want to find out what kids are learning. I want to change the curriculum in school. So he's sitting down with these little kids, and he could tell from the editing and the way he's asking questions, he's demonizing this little white kid who's saying, I want to be the president. I want to be a rocket scientist. He's like, all right, okay. And then all these kids are saying, I want to be this. And all these typical things that kids will want. They want to be a firefighter. They want to be a
doctor.
They want to be a doctor, a lawyer, all that stuff. And he's like, All right, stop that. No. You guys are never going to be that. You guys need to learn how to build a chair. Basically, uplifting trades like a carpenter, which is cool too. But who is he to say, no, you're never going to achieve that, when he achieved a successful career in music?
That's a kind of a dick move.
Bro, like, not even that. Like, if you, like, you should be encouraging that if you achieved it. You found a way to achieve it. So why are you killing other kids' dreams on achieving probably the same goals as you did?
Exactly, yeah.
It was so silly, so ridiculous. I didn't agree with that at all. But that's another thing that's losing its lust, or not lust, its luster, but its appeal, I guess, with people.
Mm-hmm.
is classic craftsmanship, like being not a carpenter, but like a woodsmith or a blacksmith.
We talked about that.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, we talked about that a few episodes back. Remember?
Probably. But yeah, that seems to be dying out. And I would appreciate a nice piece of wood furniture once I can afford it. But moral of the story is, let's not, what's the word I want to say? Censoring may or may not be good in that news and shooting, but we have one life to live. That doesn't mean go shoot up a school. That means do something you really want to do.
Exactly.
That's good. It doesn't hurt other people. I don't want to encourage anyone to do something bad.
That guy took the fucking... He wanted to be famous and he wanted his name out there and he got that in a way. And
if you want
to, he
do
did it the fucking coward way, the easy way. Anyone can go to the store, that any sane person, which obviously he wasn't sane, but anyone with a clean background can go to a gun shop, buy some guns, depending on where you live, and shoot a place up. That doesn't seem very, very hard to do. If you wanted to become famous and you wanted your name to be in the lips of every news reporter in the world, that's a way to do it right there. And instead of actually trying and working hard to make something and become something, become successful, he took the fucking coward easy way out and just shot a bunch of people innocent in vain, cold blood.
So the next time you have an idea that you really want to do, don't worry about, oh, people will think I'm stupid or people will think I'm dumb. Nope, just fucking do it. Who knows? Yeah, maybe I'll think it's fucking stupid, but who cares what I think?
Yeah. And just because, I mean, and that's guaranteed. If you're going to do something that you want to do, you like start a passion project, people are going to think it's dumb. People are going to make fun of you, but
because it's because you're doing something they want to do.
Yeah, I've experienced it with fucking multiple things that I've worked on from friends. So it's like, if I'm going to get shit talked by,
then you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, people that are friends, then and I can take it. Why would I care what random strangers think?
Tyler, I was just kidding when I was talking shit on your shit.
Anyways, that's the moral of the story. This has been another amazing episode of Bro Duder.
Episode number
40, I think.
Wow.
Been 40 so far.
But I'm going to sign off with my usual, I'm fucking hungry. So I'm going to get some food.
Hell motherfucking yeah. I'm hungry too. I got to edit this bitch up so we can get it out.
In a day. Shit.
Exactly.
Shit. Just for you guys.
We
missed last week, so we got to make up for it.
Next week we'll do two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you like this episode, go ahead and share, subscribe, rate it if you're listening to it on iTunes.
Comment
on the YouTube.
You know what?
Channel,
I want videos. You guys to comment. I don't care if it's hate. I want you to fucking make fun of me, make fun of Tyler, whatever. Say some, spew some shit. It doesn't matter. Just comment.
I'm down. Especially for some hate comments. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bro Duder. We will catch you guys in the next one. Oh, and one more thing. Fuck you.